And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you today. Hope you are having a great day out there. And joining me now for Ask the Experts is Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And guys, good morning. It's good to see you today. How are you doing today?
Kyle, we're doing great. And it's a beautiful day out there. I have a scripture verse from 1 Corinthians 10:13 in the new In the English Standard Version, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." So that's just a meaningful verse that gives us, lets us know that God really cares about us and is there for us. And I just wanted to quote that verse this morning.
Absolutely. A good one to start this morning. And guys, it's good. Again, it's good to see you this week. Since I was out last week, it's good to see you guys this week. And we're going to go ahead and get it started today. And Charles, what do we have on the table today for everybody?
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you. So I've just been thinking and wanted to talk to my dad about some issues that people face when they come to retirement. And Dad, I want you to sort of put yourself in the shoes of the guy. You're not far from that. I mean, you're...
Well, Charlie, this can really start when a person is 59 and a half.
That's true.
Because at 59 and a half, people may not realize it, but if you're working and you have a 401k, your plan may let you protect some of your money at 59 and a half years old.
That's right. So they've got their 401k.
Right.
And maybe they're turning 59 and a half and they've got some options, or maybe they're approaching retirement or close to retirement and wondering what they're going to do when they leave their job.
Right.
And what are they going to do with their money? What's their options?
Right.
Can you sort of lay out what the options are?
Well, first of all, we want to remember that 401k money is money that's never been taxed. And so if you were to pull it out to pay off a bunch of debt or to whatever, you're going to pay tax on all that money. And so typically we encourage people to roll that money over or transfer that money over to an account that is still a pre-tax account. And we do that all day long. It's not a big deal. But the options then is, are you wanting safety and protection of your money with a reasonable rate of return, or are you wanting to risk your money by putting it into some kind of an account that chases returns instead of safety? So
there's really two options. There's sort of Wall Street,
right,
which is chasing returns. And we're at a stage of life where risk is a bigger deal,
right,
than it used to
right.
be. You know, in our 20s and 30s, we could lose half of our money, and it wouldn't be a big deal because we didn't have much to start with.
Right.
But in our 60s, we lose half our money, and that's a bigger deal.
It's a real big deal, because then you're at a point where you're probably starting to take money out of it to live. And if you lose 20 or 30 or 40%, because it goes down in the market and you're taking money out too, it's a double-edged sword, and it's really hard to recoup that.
Okay.
And so we encourage people to, we work in a safe-based world, get a reasonable rate of return. We're not going to lose money. We're not going to lose money.
So what's the worst year that a client can have with us? If one of our clients, if they choose, you know, leave their job and they roll their money into an account that we help them set up, and that's what I always want to ask, what's the downsides? What's the worst year they can have with us?
Well, the worst year is we have accounts that can guarantee them a certain rate of return for a certain period of time. We have accounts that only give money on the upside, and that could be anywhere from 0 to 6 or 8%. So the worst year is 0.
So that means if I retire and put $100,000 of my money in here, that the worst year I could have is that my keep my 100,000 and
right.
my gains.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right.
What's the worst year in the stock market?
Well, they could lose 20% or 30% or 40%
uh-huh.
In just a few months.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't have to be a full year even. You know,
right.
I mean, there's just risk.
There's no downside.
There's no downside protection.
Right.
In the market.
Right.
In the market, there's no downside protection.
Right.
Now, they can tell you they're trying to calculate it and give you, position you in several different places so that you just lose money in several different places.
Right. Right.
But there's no floor.
Right.
What they
right.
can guarantee you is that you will lose money.
Yeah.
They can't
yeah.
guarantee that.
Yeah. I had a friend that he was a stockbroker for a while, and he told me, he said, they taught me in stockbroker school that I could only make my clients one promise. You can only make them one promise, and that is that you will lose them money.
Right.
That's the only thing you can promise them.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can make a promise that what?
Well, that your money is safe and protected. It will not go away. It will not move down. And we can make a reasonable rate of return. And again, we have accounts that will give a return each year, a set amount, or we have accounts that is based on an indexed return.
So we have two types of accounts then. Number one is, I call it, it's similar to a CD. It walks and talks like a CD
yeah.
at the bank.
Right.
Where a person can get, actually we have a deal now where you can get
3%. 3%?
For 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And if your money's in the bank, you're going to get about 0.0 nothing. And we can get about 100 times or 10 times what you're getting at the bank, right?
Right.
And so we can get 3% for 5 years. And we've had a lot of people taking advantage of that, putting their money where they know it's going to be safe and they're going to get a reasonable rate of return.
Right.
But we also have accounts like you were alluding to earlier. The first account's a blue line account.
Right.
Where it's slow and steady, 3% guaranteed.
Right.
We have a green line account where over time it will make from 3 to 6% rate of return. Some years it can make better than 6.
Right.
If the market's really going up. But if the market's really going down, our worst year is that we make a zero.
Right.
So the risk, if you want to call it that, with the green line is that you can make a zero. On the upside, you can make a much higher return.
You know, every kind of an account has a catch.
Right.
The money at the bank has a catch. It's safe. You can go pick it up tomorrow morning at the bank if the bank is open. But there's no return there. So that's the catch.
Right.
The money in the market, there's a catch.
What's the catch there?
The catch is there's no downside. And there's fees.
Yeah.
And
no downside protection, right?
No downside protection on your losses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's and there's fees associated with the account. And the catch with our accounts is that there's going to be a time commitment of 5 years or more, depending on the account.
So let's talk about a time commitment. How much can a person access after they move their money to us? Let's say they want to go on vacation or they need to work on their house. How can they access money? How much can they access?
Usually 10% is what they can access from their account without a penalty.
Okay.
They can ask, if they really was sick and really needed money or whatever, they could access more than that. And you know, Charlie, if they leave the money at the bank versus getting 3%, they're passively, by doing nothing, they're accepting a 3% penalty every year. And if you do that for 3 years, that's 9%.
Wow.
That you've just sat there and because you wanted your money liquid, you've lost 9% by just being passive.
You know, most people would never pay a fee to keep their money in the bank. But if they could be getting 3% safely
right.
on their $100,000, for example, and they're getting zero, they're basically paying a $3,000 fee to have that money just sitting there.
That's exactly right.
So most of our accounts have a 10% window where they can reach in and get pull out 10% each year
mm-hmm.
without a penalty. And the downside with us, there's a time commitment. And then we have a cap. Talk about the cap.
Well, on the Green Line account, if the market goes up, if your cap is 10% and the market goes up 5, you could have 5% interest. Mm-hmm. If it goes up 10, you could have 10% interest. If it goes up 15 or 20, you're still capped at 10. But on the other hand, if the market goes down 5 or 10 or 15%, you're not going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's downside protection. It's just a great product.
Awesome. Awesome. So there's a lot of decisions to be made when a person's retiring, and we want to line up with your values. Who is the person that's not right for us?
The person that's not right for us is the one that wants returns regardless of the cost. They want to put money where it's going to make money, and they don't really care if they lose money.
Okay. So they're not really concerned about risk or safety.
Right.
They just want to go for the highest
return. So everybody isn't right for us, but those that are right for us are wanting safety. They're wanting a reasonable rate of return. They're wanting some access to their money, and they want to know that they're dealing with somebody that they can call up or come in and look across the desk at us and say, "Hey, help me out with this. Help me to understand this."
Yeah.
So that's the person that's right for us.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, Kyle, I'm going to turn it over back over to you.
Yeah, and before we head on over to break, just let us know where you guys are at and how they can get a hold of you.
So we are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. You can reach us on the phone at 620-331-8800, 331-8800. Or you can find us online at ins4unow.com.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with the guys. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Nobody even.
And welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. In studio with us this morning is Gary and Charles Skankin. Gentlemen, welcome back. And we're going to continue our discussion. What is going to be the second part of your discussion today?
Thank you, Kyle. So, Dad, one thing that people are, thinking about health insurance. And health insurance landscape has been evolving and changing. And even as late as this year, things have been changing.
Sure.
And so what would you tell somebody that maybe doesn't have health insurance? There's a couple different scenarios. Maybe they don't have health insurance and they need coverage and they think they can't afford it, number one. Number two is they're working, they're on employer coverage, but retirement's approaching, but they'd like to quit before they turn 65, before they get on Medicare, but they're concerned about the cost of insurance.
Right.
What would you say to that?
Well, there's lots of choices out there, and a lot of cost-effective choices. The thing I would say is that if you have ACA, what does that stand for, Charlie?
Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act. I'm sorry. Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. If you have that kind of coverage now, it would be worth you revisiting that because it might be cheaper right now because the subsidies are better.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you, like Charlie is saying, if you're wanting to retire, maybe you're not 65, maybe your spouse isn't 65, that is one choice that we have. And there's no pre-existing conditions. So you can have a heart attack, you can have cancer, you can have whatever, and there's no pre-existing conditions on the Affordable Care Act coverage. And if you're in good health, there's just choices out there. We have choices that we can present to you and show you the upside and the downside, and then you can decide.
Right, right. So we tend to think, and we've sort of been programmed to think in the recent years, that health insurance has just sort of gone to pot and there's just not a lot of options. We can't afford it. All these different types of things. But so you're saying things have changed, and if they're on coverage now, it's possible they can pay a less amount if they reapply.
Right.
Or if they haven't applied, it's probably more affordable than they think.
Right.
Or if you're still working on employer coverage and you're wanting to quit, or wanting to leave, or wanting to change jobs, but you're not sure of that. You're just saying that there's options, mm-hmm. And there's probably more options than you realize.
And even if you have health conditions, used to we had pre-existing conditions was a big deal, but it's not anymore.
Okay.
And so there's options out there, and there's affordable options that are attractive. Fact is, we have a guy that's going into open heart surgery in the next few days that we just got set up 1st of June.
Yeah.
And so, and he's excited. And by the way, he was still working and was able to get him life insurance too at a very reasonable price.
Even with that?
Even with those things looming there in the future, we was able to get him life insurance at a very reasonable rate because he was still working and he fit the criteria that we had for this for the policy for him.
So the fear of the unknown can keep people sort of frozen or sort of locked in.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to get up and go to work another day just because I don't know, the uncertainty is too much to deal with.
Right.
What would you tell someone who's putting off, either putting off retirement, putting off a surgery, putting off getting help, just simply because it just seems too scary?
Just give us a call. We've never had anybody die in our office, Charlie. You know, I get in the dental chair. Every time I get in the dental chair, I think, what am I doing here?
Scared to death.
And then I think, I don't remember seeing any news article where somebody died in a dental chair.
Everybody survives.
Everybody
right?
survived. And so just come and see us. It's pain. It's not painful.
Right, right.
We will help you. We'll try to make it as simple as we can.
So some people are scared of salespeople, like they're going to be taken advantage of, or we're going to try to get them into something that they don't need, or because they don't know anything, maybe, or they're looking
for... Their knowledge is limited.
Yeah. And so what would you say to that?
Well, I would say that we have a reputation to protect. We're a three-generation insurance shop. Been doing this for 42 years, and we're here. You can go look us, come look us in the eye and say, why did you do this or why didn't you do that?
And we have to defend what we do
right
down the road. We
right.
can't just say, oh, do this, and it be a bad decision.
Exactly.
And we have to live with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, to the person putting it off, pick up the phone and call us.
Yes.
331-8800, and we can put them on our calendar.
Right.
Put you on the calendar. We can do a phone consultation.
Yeah.
And I have a rule. I think we both have the rule that if either one of us, the person we're talking to or myself,
sure,
we don't feel good about it.
Yeah.
Either one of us, we don't go forward.
We're not moving forward. If I don't feel good about what I'm recommending and the client don't feel good or is not certain.
No deal.
No deal.
Yeah.
No deal. No pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure.
So some people, the thought of coming to a to our office one-on-one is a little too intimidating. And I know we've got some events coming up.
Right.
This coming Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday is Fredonia at Rick's there in Fredonia at 6 o'clock. It's a Medicare 101 seminar. And if you want to come to that seminar on the 8th of June, it's Rick's in Fredonia. And then on Monday...
That's at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
At Rick's in Fredonia. Then Monday evening at 6:30, we're at McCune... Farm to Market, 604 Hickory Street in McCune. The Sherry Schenker and her husband there have that shop. And we're having a Medicare 101 at 6:30 on Monday. Medicare 101 in McCune at 6:30 on Monday.
So Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
A little far-fetched from here in Coffeyville, but if you know where the roundabout is in Fredonia, it's right there. There's a gas station. There's a restaurant right there, Rick's Place, and then in Fredonia. Or then in McCune on Tuesday.
Right.
No, on Monday, rather.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a week from now, 10 days from now on Tuesday, we'll be in Parsons.
Okay.
Be in Parsons on the 15th.
And 15th. That's the Chinese chef.
I think that's a Wednesday date, isn't it, Charlie? Yeah, it's Wednesday, not on a Tuesday. It's Wednesday the 16th.
Okay.
Wednesday the 16th, because they had their Tuesday deal tied up. So the 16th in Parsons at the Chinese Chef out on North 16th.
All right. All right. So no pressure, no obligation. If you want, it's labeled about Medicare, but if you come there and you have ACA or under 65 health insurance questions, come on.
Or a 401k question or
That's
whatever.
Right. That's right. That's right. So, we specialize in helping people transition from being an employee to a retiree.
Right.
And we know there's sort of a big speed bump there.
Yeah.
But our goal is to smooth that speed bump out.
Right.
And make it where it's pretty seamless.
We want to be their next HR person, human
right.
resource person.
That's right.
Yep. You know, the next step then is just the undertaker.
Well, Dad.
Dad.
What in the world?
Well,
hopefully that's a long ways down the road.
Hope so. Anyway,
yeah.
We're not in that business.
No, no.
So, Charlie, where are we located?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, and coming to Coffeyville soon. So we're excited about that. Our phone number is 620-331-8800, 331-8800. You can find us online at INS4U Now. Call and get on our schedule for coming to McCune or Fredonia. We'll be glad to have you. A free meal. Enjoy it on us. And otherwise, you want to talk to us, 401k, IRA questions, or some people just have money in the bank just sitting there, getting a .00 nothing. We can put it to work and make it produce something for you.
You know those dollars? Have you seen them, Charlie? When we get a hold of them, they start sweating.
They start sweating.
They
right.
start making money.
Right. They've been in the air conditioner sitting on an easy chair when we get them, but they go to work. So that's right.
All right, guys. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys again next week. We love having you guys in. We'll see you again next Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday in Southeast Kansas.